Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
Khalil. Thanks for my moving and transport.
Hi, good morning. So this is Khalil.
Yeah, so I submitted the video and I got a text back saying that, well, email back saying that I didn't have the right address for the video.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead.
And that's why I was like kind of like skeptical about what's going on here.
I see. Okay, let me go ahead and check on your account. You said that the address is incorrect.
Right.
Okay, let me see.
Because, I mean, the address, I thought the address is not going to be shown. And now the address of the apartment, you know, where I keep my tools at, and I'll send you guys.
Okay, let me see here. Did you show your address when you went ahead and, like, submitted the video to them?
No, I didn't show my address.
You did not? Okay. Let me just check here your address. Okay. And you were able to show your business documents, right?
Yes.
Okay. On the business documents, did it show your address, the 3606 East Van Buren Street?
No, it should not have shown that at all.
No information on the business address. Okay.
No, it's just a, yeah, it's just a license and then the EIN number. That's all it is.
I see. Okay, let me see. Yeah, we actually did not show the address. We only showed the service areas. Okay, let me check. Let me go ahead and escalate this one to our team, okay?
No worries.
Thank you. Kindly stay on the line. So on the email that you said, it mentioned that could you like provide me the exact message?
Oh yes. Let me go back.
Thank you very much.
I sent you guys the text message as well.
The text?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Did you send it via text message?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Oh, okay. I found the video. What needs to be included? Okay. Let me escalate it. Okay.
Alright, yeah, our team has confirmed that you don't need to show your address. Let me go ahead and share.
Yeah, they when you send me that, they told me that I do the whole video over again, being that at the wrong address, which just shouldn't matter because I'm not showing my address, right? That's what I was told.
Yeah, you actually don't have to show your address. Only the tools and the equipment, since you are not showing
right.
the address to the public.
And that's all I did. I didn't do anything else.
Yeah.
And so I'm mad. I couldn't even show the address.
Yeah. No worry. I'm already asking our team to check on your account. Maybe there is something
okay.
that needed to be done.
Okay.
Because it's actually unusual that you are asking to show the address. But they are already double checking on that.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. This is what our team had advised. They said if you could go ahead and redo it, and then please make sure you are near your service areas. Remember that we have targeted Okay. So here's what we're going to do. So they suggested that you give it another try. Just make sure you are near your service areas or you are on your location where you mentioned that you, let me check. In Phoenix, Arizona, that's your local area. So just make sure you are there. Let me see.
I already did that. I was in the area and everything. I was in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, perfect.
Apartment.
So, they actually think there might be a bug, that's why. But they requested if you can go ahead and redo the video verification. And then after that, if, for example, it still won't verify your Google Business Profile, then we will have our next step, which is what we call the live video verification. So you will be speaking directly with a Google agent.
Okay. All right. No worries.
Yes. Yes. If you could, let us know once you have submitted the video, please do let us know. You may send us a text. I'll monitor your account as well on the coming days so that I can also, closely monitor it. For example, we see that they deny it. I'll go ahead and contact you so we can then go ahead and start the live video verification. I can go ahead and request it from our team.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do it another hour for sure. From now to another hour, it's going to be done.
Okay. Perfect.
That's
thank
only
you
reason
so
why
much.
I didn't pay you guys because I need to figure. I don't want to just keep paying you guys and I'm not going to be on Google. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. So, I see we took a lot of real
problems. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. No worries.
Khalil, yes, but don't worry. We have another step that we can do on this one. By the way, I just wanted to inform you that your billing date was actually yesterday and the payment failed.
Right, I know, because of this situation, that's why. I didn't want to keep paying you guys if I wasn't going to be on Google, so.
Ah.
I was going to just, yeah.
Okay, let me help you. I can go ahead and give you a full month service credit since we are still working on the account, which means you don't have to pay us for this month of May. It was actually yesterday, so you don't have to pay for us for the local SEO, the $149. I can waive that one for you, but you will still have to cover the Facebook ads campaign, which is $100. Would you be able to pay that?
I just want to do this video first, so I don't want to pay for anything right now without doing this video, you know what I mean? I mean, without being on this, being, deal for the video, so.
Yes, because the system will try to still charge you, tomorrow again. What would be, I wanted to make sure that I'm able to address on that one. What would be your next step? I can waive the $149. Would you like me to pause the Facebook ads or would you like me to schedule a call back for you to be able to collect the $100 for Facebook ads?
So as far as Facebook ads, because I'm not getting no calls on that either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting nobody's looking at it. How is that working? So I'm so confused when it comes to that.
Sure. With regards to the Facebook ads, we strongly suggest you log in to your local / dashboard. So we can go ahead, you can go ahead and check how the Facebook ads campaign is also doing. Let me go ahead and see here. So your call to action is, let me check. So your call to action is a form fill. Have you received some texts or emails providing you leads from your Facebook ads campaign?
No, I haven't.
Okay, let me check. Okay. It is running. We were able to... There's about 2,519 impressions, which means these are the number of times that your ads were seen on screen. About 67 people actually went to your Facebook page after they clicked on the ad. So, yeah, it's actually reaching people.
Okay, that's one. I'll pay the $100 then, this one.
Okay. Would you want me to run the card now for the $100?
Is it the 15521?
Let me check your billing. Yes, 1552.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes, you can run that. That's fine.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and apply the credit. So only $249 will, $100 will be applied to the account. Okay. Let me just process it. Okay, and then let me run now the $100. Okay, so I was able to successfully charge $100 to your account. So your next billing date would be June 4 for the full amount. And then, let me see. Yes, so you said you're going to do the video recording again today. So what I will do is that later today, I'm going to check and see if it's showing as processing for your Google Business Profile. So I know that you have already submitted the video. If in case I don't see it processing, by tomorrow, I will go ahead and call you back. Just a quick reminder. Okay?
Okay. No worries.
All right. And then I'll keep monitoring your account for the verification. Yeah. We'll take the next step if in case we still can't get verified.
Okay, no worries.
All right, thank you so much. Do you have any further questions for me before I let you go?
No, that'll be it. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much, Khalil. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You as well.
Thank you.